News Talk 1620 WTAW. Recent layoffs and furloughs from Washington County employers affecting thousands of people throughout the Brazos Valley has led to a joint effort to expand workforce training at Blinn College in Brenham. Blinn trustees this week approved spending $100,000 as part of a match for a $1.5 million federal grant to build a 12,000-square-foot facility. More from Blinn spokesman Richard Bray.
We are working as part of a cooperative effort that's being led by the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. And obviously, the Brenham, Washington County economy has been hit hard here in the last couple months. And so what we're trying to do is find some solutions in order to help displaced workers and local families either diversify their skills or learn new trades. And so this grant opportunity is a great cost-effective opportunity for us. It's designed for local economies that have been hit hard either by natural disasters such as the recent flooding in the Houston area, or just economic downturns, recent layoffs, things like what we're experiencing right now here in Washington County and Brenham.
And I want to expand on what you just said, because while the employers are based in Washington County and it's more than just Bluebell, which has received international attention, those employers in Washington County draw workforce from at least Brazos County, if not all surrounding counties.
Absolutely. The Hody Center has been serving the local economy and job seekers from throughout the Central Texas region. They come from Brazos County, like you said. They come from Austin County, Fayette County, all the local counties, and especially the counties that are in our 13-county service area. They all draw job seekers coming to the Hody Center so that they can take advantage of our affordable training programs and get themselves new skills, or in some cases they are, for people such as welders or electricians, they're recertifying their skills, or they're building upon the skill set that they already have.
You made a reference to the federal grant application that's being led by the Brenham EDF. What has Blinn pledge now as a result of this week's Board of Trustees meeting?
So we have pledged a total of $100,000. That includes $50,000 in funding and $50,000 in equipment that would go into the new facility. So right next to the A.W. Hody Jr. Technical Education Center that we have located on the corner of Bluebell Road and Highway 290, they will build, if the grant is successful, they will build a $2 million facility that would be approximately 12,000 square feet, and it would be right next to the Hody Center, and there would be a covered walkway between the two. So we have pledged that we would lease the property for 20 years, and we would handle the maintenance and operations of the facility. So the great thing about this is, this is a $2 million facility, and if the grant comes through for $50,000 in cash, we have the opportunity to double our workforce facilities there in the Hody Center, and we can use the administrative assets that we already have and expand our offerings and introduce some new courses so that that our workers here have an opportunity to learn some new skills in some high-demand, high-skill industries.
Your news release also indicates Brenham EDF receiving support letters from Congressman Michael McCaul, from Senator John Cornyn, Brenham Community Developments pledging $250,000 along with the land valued at $100,000, Washington County Commissioners committing $50,000. This is all a true community effort.
Absolutely. I certainly don't want to make it sound like this is something that that Blinn is doing on its own. We're very proud to be part of a communal effort to make this happen and to support local families. Brenham Economic Development Foundation has taken the lead on this project, and they've done an outstanding job. Paige Michelle and her team have done tremendous work to make sure that we got the application in time for the deadline, which was actually midnight on Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
Visiting with Richard Bray at Blinn College about the proposal to double workforce training in Brenham following recent layoffs and furloughs. So the grant gets approved and the building goes up, then what is Blinn's ongoing cost then to staff and operate this new facility?
Well, one of the great things about having it located right there as part of the Hody Center is we'd get an opportunity to save on administrative costs because we'll already have a director out there on the campus. We'll already have administrators, people to help register students for classes, people who can help offer advising for workforce training options that may be available to them or scholarship opportunities that may be available. So it's going to be incredibly cost-effective for us, and it's going to allow us to kind of expand our workforce options there in the Washington County Brenham area. We're already looking at using that extra space to develop some new programs. So there's some high-skill, high-growth occupations in the region, including industrial machinery mechanics, commercial truck driving, heavy equipment operation that we can put in place there and immediately help meet some of the workforce needs that are there in the community and help these job seekers who are looking to diversify their skills and find a new career path.
I'm also guessing this is not just limited to those who have been laid off. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. This is for anyone in the community who is, maybe you're looking for a career change, maybe you're looking simply to learn some new skills. You know, I was talking to one of our workforce education employees the other day, and we had a gentleman come in and sign up for one of our welding courses simply because he wanted to learn the skills. And so he and his grandson each signed up for the same class, and they're both taking our welding course, not because they're looking to enter a new career, but they simply wanted that skill set. So the great thing about our programs are they give you an opportunity to get hands-on education, to learn some new skills, and they're affordable. So if you are looking for a new career, we can quickly get you matched up with local employers who are searching for employees who are highly skilled and have the proper training. And if it's something where you're just looking to add a new skill set, you can do that as well.
Anything that I've missed that we need to share with listeners about workforce training in general or about this proposal specifically?
Well, this proposal is specific to adding a new location in Brenham, but we do offer workforce courses at a variety of locations here in Bryan. We have our location at 301 Post Office Street, where we offer courses. We offer courses also at Bryan High School's Blue Campus. And so if you're looking to register or you want to meet with an advisor who might be able to suggest some career opportunities that may match your interests, or you're looking for scholarship opportunities, you're looking for maybe some ways to pay for these courses, meet with one of our advisors. They're all located over there at the Bryan High School Blue Campus. And if you're looking for more information about the courses that we offer, visit our website. It's blinn.edu/workforce.
Thanks again to Richard Bray at Blinn College for the update about what's being done as part of a joint effort between Blinn College, Brenham's Community Development Corporation, and the Washington County Commission in the aftermath of hundreds of layoffs and furloughs from employers in Washington County, which again affects people in surrounding counties as well. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.